This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
I'm Nancy Deneen, and our guests today are Viridian Strings, a group with roots in the Grand Traverse region, founders Joe Skerrick and Kyle Stocknick, always arriving for the summer season, sometimes in the winter too, with great additions to their ensembles from all over the world. Thank you to all four of you today. We have a string quartet of Viridian Strings for coming to Interlochen Public Radio and joining us here in Studio A.
Always a treat.
Joe Skerrick is here with us, along with Claire Wells, a first-time appearance with Viridian Strings this time around. Tell us about this process of deciding what iterations of your ensemble are going to perform throughout a season. It seems so natural every time, but it's a different group every time.
Well, we try to let the spirit of the music get us excited, and so often the repertoire is what we decide first and guides us in terms of choosing who we want to come and, you know, what configurations we want to have. And so the Ravel Quartet kind of centers this program, and it's one of our favorite pieces, and I think it's an audience favorite, and we built the program from there.
Tonight at 7 at the Alluvian in Traverse City, and Friday night at 7 at the Oliver Arts Center in Frankfurt. The program is called Reflections and Innovations, a String Quartet Exploration. Is this somehow an opportunity to stretch the awareness and openness to repertoire?
Absolutely, yeah. So the Ravel is really standard repertoire that we wanted to share. But we're also going to be having a world premiere of a new piece by our friend Ben Webster. And we're also going to have Interlochen faculty Cherie Van Manen and Tom Childs have a reworking of their piece, Transformational Landscapes. And my favorite part is actually that the piece we start with, Haydn, considered the father and the innovator of the string quartet from hundreds of years ago, will be paired with Benjamin Webster's piece. So we'll have the oldest and the newest piece on the program back to back. It's really an opportunity for the audience to hear a variety of what a string quartet can do, and also for us as performers to explore that idea.
How exciting. Claire, shorter term projects, I know they're so intense, and it's not that one's better than the other, but how does it feel in comparison to longer term playing relationships?
I mean, I'm often doing short term projects, so it's really natural for me to be in new situations. It's actually the most natural thing in a way, even though, of course, one would like to keep working and make it the ideal picture, but we make it the way that it's supposed to be in this time. So that's the goal. And for me, it's really fun to be playing this program because I don't know any, I've never played any of this music before. But when you play different composers, of course, Haydn or Ravel, you can fall into the corners that you know, of the composer's style. And when you play contemporary music, which I really love to play, it's really fun to be with new people. You can find so many different things. The only challenge then is just that there's not enough time. So what do? You just make decisions based on your intuition, as far as I know, and that's it.
Joe, when did you and Claire and the gang all meet?
Well, I met Claire yesterday, actually.
Oh.
At 11 a.m. No, excuse me, 12:30 p.m. But I had been familiar with her playing. Claire's an incredible violin soloist and chamber musician, and whose reputation precedes her. And we started rehearsing yesterday, and we did a survey of all the program and focused in on, or we're about to play for you now. And after this, we're grabbing lunch and taking the hood off for the rest of the program and getting to work.
Getting to work. Okay. Claire, I understood you flew in from Berlin.
I did.
Poor Claire.
Yeah. So in addition to getting this program up to speed, jet lag, is that an issue for you?
It is, but I think I've conquered it this time. It's a hit or miss, but I've done a really good night's sleep last night, so I'm ready.
Excellent. Now tell us about the piece you brought for today in Studio A.
We're playing the third movement of the Ravel String Quartet, And its voice as a movement and as a piece transcends string quartet writing. For me, this music is just pure magic, and I just really wanted to share it.
Viridian Strings on Classical IPR.
Thank you.
Viridian Strings on Classical IPR, the third movement of Maurice Ravel's string quartet. We're here in Studio A now with Joe Skerrick, one of the founding members of Viridian, and Oliver Leitner, one of the violinists in the ensemble. It's great to have you back, Oliver.
Great to speak to you.
I wanted to ask you, as a person who's immersed in chamber music all the time, about the nonverbal nature of the bulk of the communication that has to happen for a group like yours and all chamber ensembles.
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. It seems like a little bit witchcraft sometimes as an audience member to watch people play together so in sync, but there's no, you know, metronome, there's no conductor. And for me, playing with different people every summer, I learned so much by adjusting to everyone's unique movement style and their way of expressing their intentions through sound. And that's taught me a lot too on how to like show what I want, but without having to say it or beat a metronome or something like that. So that's what I find so great about this festival, playing with different people.
I am just always amazed. That was such an intense performance of the Ravel. What I notice are three things: the way you move, the way you breathe, and then your eye contact. Do any of those stand out as more important than others for you?
Ooh, I think for every person and ensemble it's different, but we all figure it out during rehearsal and during just reading sessions where we're just playing through music. Every member of the ensemble also has their own role. I mean, for example, the cello playing the bass line really directs with their sound, and then the other voices can fit on top of that and take on that leading role at different times. It's like a conversation with each person, leading and taking, you know, just a trading off roles.
I love that analogy of a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
This program, Reflections and Innovations, it starts with music by Haydn, also has Ravel and something new on either side of those.
Correct.
And refresh our memory, Joe, about this work by Cherie Van Manen and Tom Childs.
Sure. So Cherie Van Manen kindly approached Kyle and I back in 2024 about this PBS show called Songs About Buildings and Moods. And she told us that she wanted to write a piece with her colleague, Tom Childs, here at Interlochen, that was centered around the Grand Traverse Commons, because this show, it involves itself with commissioning a composer to write a piece about a specific piece of architecture in it. And so eventually the piece was written and we recorded it, Kyle and I, along with two seniors from Interlochen Arts Academy, a flute player and a percussion player, performed this piece and recorded it in May. And that will be released in the PBS show Songs About Buildings and Moods in 2026 at some point. Ahead of the program, the string quartet program, we saw an opportunity to take this rather strange and cool instrumentation for percussion, flute, viola, and cello and rework it into a string quartet. So with a little bit of nudging, we got Tom and Cherie to do our bidding, and we get to play this piece again, and we think it works just as beautifully, if not even more beautifully, in a string quartet. So it's really cool to watch a piece go through some kind of metamorphosis with an arrangement, especially considering that it was just premiered mere months ago.
The program is called Reflections and Innovations, a String Quartet Exploration. It's going to be a great performance tonight at 7 at the Alluvian in Traverse City, and Friday night at 7 at the Oliver Arts Center in Frankfurt. Information about how you can get your tickets can be found in Classical IPR's Summer Concert Guide, interlochenpublicradio.org/summer25. Thank you so much for sharing the Ravel with us today and all about the other music that's coming up on this program. It's great to have you all here.
We appreciate being
here.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Nancy.
Viridian Strings. Violinists Claire Wells and Oliver Leitner, violist Joe Skerrick, and cellist Kyle Stocknick. In Studio A with Viridian Strings has been engineered by Michael Culler. Interlochen Public Radio's music director is Amanda Sewell. Our digital content producer is Scott Clemens. I'm Nancy Deneen. Thank you for listening.
Studio A is a production of Interlochen Public Radio, part of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more at interlochenpublicradio.org.